Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:22 a.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for Eastern Wilson County. Eastern Wilson County until 9 a.m. At 8:18 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 7 miles south of Stanford, or about 12 miles northeast of Goldsboro, moving north at 50 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Saratoga, Wilbanks, and Elm City. The safest place to be during a tornado is in the lowest floor of the building in a small room, such as a closet or bathroom, or in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. A tornado watch remains in effect until 11 a.m. for Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren counties, and for the following counties until 3 p.m. Johnson, Wilson, Sampson, Plains, Wilson, Chatham, Lee, Harnett, and Wake. Again, a tornado warning for Eastern Wilson County in effect until 9 a.m. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. Criteria includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of 50 miles per hour, rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs of trees or approximate diameter in any building or roof damage. Central Carolina Skywarn will be in active mode of this activation, and there will be a directed net due to the tornado warning. All traffic should be directed to net control. Please stay tuned to your NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA standing by for any reports of criteria of severe weather. The National Weather Service at 8:16 a.m. issued the following special weather statement. Three of the counties are Central Carolina style fall within the counties for this special weather statement. They are Durham, Harnett, and Wake. It reads, strong thunderstorms will be across Durham, Wake, Harnett, and Cumberland counties through 9:30 a.m. At 8:16 a.m., Doppler radar indicated a band of heavy rain with isolated thunderstorms extending from Holly Springs to Lillington to Hope Mills, moving north at 45 miles per hour. Through 9:30 a.m., heavy rain exceeding 1 inch per hour can be expected in and around Raleigh, Duquay, Verena, Lillington, and Fayetteville. Some minor flooding is possible this morning in small creeks and streams, including Cross Creek in downtown Fayetteville. Very heavy rain with rainfall amounts exceeding 2 inches during the next hour can be expected in some of these areas. Motorists should drive with caution to avoid hydroplaning. Minor flooding of low-lying area, creek, streams, and some roads can be expected. Gusty winds of 30 miles per hour can also be expected. And again, a tornado watch remains in effect until 11 a.m. for the following counties, Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren. That is tornado watch number 864. Tornado watch number 867 remains in effect until 3 p.m. Counties included in that within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area include Chatham, Lee, Harnett, Wake, Johnston, Sampson, Wayne, and Wilson. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. It includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall amounts of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Central Carolina Skywarn is in active mode for this activation at this time due to the tornado warning. Therefore, it's a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports that meet criteria. WA9SZL NC4VA. You're breaking up a little bit, Johnny. But go ahead.
Okay.
Still very difficult to copy, but go ahead and try.
Okay.
NC4VA, WA9SZL, is better.
100% better, night and day. Go ahead.
Okay. Question, if you would, please.
Johnny, try that again. And if you, it sounds like your radio is on and that's the background overpowering what I'm hearing. Try it again.
No, there was another station on. I was asking if there was another line of storms to our west, or is this the last ones we have to deal with? WA9SZL.
Johnny, I just pulled up the radar, and of course, I need to switch radar views to answer your question. If you'll stand by a moment, I'll see if I can do that. But I will tell you, there is a special weather statement that was issued at 5:32 a.m. this morning, and it says there is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms through midday across central North Carolina. A strong storm system moving through the Tennessee and Ohio valleys will move into western North Carolina this morning and continue east across central North Carolina during the day. Strong winds at the surface and aloft will combine with warm, moist, unstable air to make, make for unsettled conditions. The increased instability will result in the risk of rotating storms, possible damaging wind gusts, and isolated tornadoes. I think that weather statement will probably answer your question.
Well, pretty much covered all the bases. Okay. I'll just keep monitoring. I've been up and listening in off and on since about 4 o'clock this morning when the first ones came through. Thank you very much. NC4VA, WA9SZL.
Thank you, Johnny, and I appreciate any reports should you have any out toward Wendell. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skyline. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina. And we have a severe thunderstorm warning at 8:36 a.m. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Central and Western Wake County in effect until 9 a.m. At 8:35 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Holly Springs, or about 9 miles south of Cary, moving north at 65 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Cary, Morrisville, and RDU International Airport. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are expected from this storm. These winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Central and Western Wake County until 9 a.m. Also, a tornado warning remains in effect for Eastern Wilson County until 9 a.m. And Tornado Watch 867 is in effect until 3 p.m. for the following counties: Chatham, Lee, Harnett, Wake, Johnson, Sampson, Wayne, and Wilson. And Tornado Watch 864 remains valid until 11 a.m. for Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren. Again, that's a tornado watch for those counties. We are in active mode, meaning this is a directed net at this time for Central Carolina Skywarn. All traffic should be addressed to net control. Spotters, please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We are operating on the WB4TQD 14688 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, our backup will be the K4ITL repeater located in Broadway, North Carolina. That's the 147.105 with a tone of 82.5. Secondary backup is Carolina 440 UHF link system, and those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports that meet criteria. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement at 8:45 a.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 a.m. for Central and Western Wake County. At 8:42 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm with the potential for damaging winds. This storm is located near Holly Springs, or about 9 miles south of Cary. This storm was moving north at 50 miles per hour. Very heavy rain with rainfall rates exceeding 1 inch an hour can be expected in these areas. Motorists should drive with caution to avoid hydroplaning. Minor flooding of low-lying areas, creeks, streams, and some roads can be expected. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any reports that meet criteria.
NC4VA, NC4VA, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, here is NC4VA.
Virginia, I'm in Sampson County. Did you pick up that tornado warning from Northwest Sampson County?
I just did. It just came across the screen. Thank you. I'll go ahead and make that announcement, Bob. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for northwestern Sampson County, effective until 10 a.m. At 9:17 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 6 miles southwest of Roseboro, or about 16 miles southwest of Clinton, moving north at 60 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Salemburg, Roseboro, and Newton Grove. The safest place to be during a tornado is on the lowest floor of the building in a small room such as a closet or bathroom, or in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. Again, that's a tornado warning for northwestern Sampson County in effect until 10 a.m. A tornado watch remains in effect until 3 p.m. for the following counties: Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson. That's Tornado Watch 867. Tornado Watch 864 remains in effect until 11 a.m. for the following counties: Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Criteria includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall funnel clouds or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, and their approximate diameter in any building or roof damage. The National Weather Service has just issued a special weather statement for the following counties: Franklin, Granville, Johnston, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson. Strong thunderstorms will move across Warren, Granville, Vance, Franklin, Wake, Wilson, Johnston, and Wayne counties through 10:30 a.m. At 9:17 a.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Pittsville to Four Oaks and along a line extending from near Oxford to Clayton and Smithville, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Through 10:30 a.m., heavy rain exceeding 1 inch per hour can be expected in Clayton, Smithfield, Nashville, Rocky Mount, Oxford, Henderson, and Wilson. Some minor flooding is possible this morning along small creeks and streams. Very heavy rain with rainfall amounts around 1 inch during the next hour can be expected in these areas. Motorists should drive with caution to avoid hydroplaning. Minor flooding of low-lying areas, creeks, streams, and some roads can be expected. Gusty winds of 30 to 45 miles per hour are also possible and can result in a few downed trees. Due to the fact that we have a tornado warning, we're going to be in active mode during this part of the activation, and active mode means it's a directed net, so all traffic should be directed to net control. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any reports from spotters that meet criteria.
NC4VA. This is KS4VX, Roger in Chatham.
KS4VX, go ahead, Roger.
Good morning. Criteria hasn't been met, but I'm on Silcope Gum Springs Road, halfway between Pittsburgh and Siler City. It's raining hard enough for me to drop down at 30 miles an hour, and water is going across the road in areas where I don't normally see that. But no hail, strong, I'd say winds are 25 mile an hour, gusts, but no hail, and that's it. This is KS4VX.
Okay, Roger, you said that the water is accumulating on the roads. Can you give me an idea of the depth of the water?
Hard to tell because it's very breezy and the water is sheeting across the roads. And it's pushing the vehicle side to side. It's just sheeting, I'd say maybe, hard to tell, a quarter of an inch maybe.
Okay, thank you for that report. And if you see more flooding along the side of the road, please call me back again on that. Please drive carefully as you go to your destination. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA, KS4VX.
KS4VX, go ahead, Roger.
Okay, I'm in Silcope in Chatham County, and the culverts are now up to the road surface.
Okay, you said the culverts up to the road surface. Does that mean the water is up to the, I'm trying to picture in my mind what you're telling, the water is up to the curb?
Well, we don't have curbs here, so the water level in the culverts is right up to the road surface, in some places starting to go across. So it's just not draining fast enough.
Okay, I copy that. If it begins to accumulate more than a quarter of an inch on the road surface, you know, a couple of inches, please call me back and let me know. Appreciate you monitoring that situation. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
Now, it's going to vary depending on where it is. You know, we have those hilly sections in the valleys. That's where it's accumulating, obviously, and just running off the hillsides. But I'll get back to you, Virginia. KS4VX clear.
Thank you, Roger. NC4VA clear. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A reminder that there is a tornado warning in effect for northwestern Sampson County until 10 a.m. 9:17 a.m., National Weather Service stopped the radar and headed a tornado 6 miles southwest of Roseboro, or about 16 miles southwest of Clinton, moving north at 60 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Salemburg, Roseboro, and Newton Grove. Tornado watch remains in effect for the following counties until 3 p.m. Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson. Tornado watch is also valid until 11 a.m. for the following counties: Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in approximate diameter, any building or roof damage. We are in active mode during this phase of our activation, which means it's a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any reports from spotters that meet criteria. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina's Skywarn. And the National Weather Service has issued a severe weather statement. It reads as follows. A tornado warning remains in effect until 10 a.m. for northwestern Sampson County. At 9:32 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located near Salemburg, or about 10 miles west of Clinton, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. When a tornado warning is issued based on Doppler radar, it means that strong rotation has been detected in the storm. A tornado may be already on the ground or is expected to develop shortly. If you are in the path of this dangerous storm, move indoors and to the lowest level of the building. Stay away from windows. If driving, do not seek shelter under a highway overpass. The National Weather Service also issued a special weather statement, and at 9:35 a.m. and it reads as follows. Strong thunderstorms will move across Warren, Granville, Vance, Franklin, Wake, Wilson, Johnston, and Wayne counties through 10:30 a.m. At 9:17 a.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Kittrell to Four Oaks, or along a line extending from near Oxford to Clayton and Smithville, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Through 10:30 a.m., heavy rain exceeding 1 inch per hour can be expected in and around Clayton, Smithville, Nashville, Rocky Mount, Oxford, Henderson, and Wilson. Some minor flooding is possible this morning along small creeks and streams. Very heavy rain with rainfall amounts around 1 inch during the next hour can be expected in these areas. Motorists should drive with caution to avoid hydroplaning. Minor flooding of low-lying areas, creeks, and streams in some roads can be expected. Gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour are also possible and could result in a few downed trees. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any criteria severe weather report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for eastern Johnston County and central North Carolina in effect until 10:30 a.m. At 9:38 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 20 miles south of Four Oaks, or about 13 miles northwest of Clinton, moving north at 55 miles per hour. The tornado will be near Four Oaks around 9:55 a.m., Smithville around 10 a.m., Selma and Pine Level around 10:05 a.m., Micro and Flowers around 10:10 a.m., Emmett and Linwood around 10:20 a.m. The safest place to be during a tornado is on the lowest floor of the building in a small room such as a closet or bathroom, or in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris and stay away from windows and exterior walls. At this time, we have a tornado warning in effect until 10 a.m. for northwestern Sampson County. This is NC4VA, standing by for any criteria severe weather reports.
NC4VA, KD4JWF.
KD4JWF, NC4VA. Go ahead, Jose.
A copy right was Four Oaks, Clayton.
That's correct, Jose. Tornado warning for eastern Johnson County until 10:30 a.m. Tornado should be near, or will be near, Four Oaks around 9:55 a.m. Smithfield, 10 a.m., Selma, Pine Level, around 10:05, Micro Flowers, 10:10, Emmett and Linwood, around 10:20.
I think I just wanted to clarify, I'm here downtown on the 10th floor, so I got a great view of the southeast Clayton area and stuff, so I keep eye on it.
Thank you very much, Jose. I appreciate that, and any reports that you might have. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service has issued tornado warning for northwestern Sampson County in effect till 10 a.m. At 9:17 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 6 miles southwest of Roseboro, or about 16 miles southwest of Clinton, moving north at 60 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Salemburg, Roseboro, and Newton Grove. The National Weather Service has also issued a tornado warning for eastern Johnston County, in effect until 10:30 a.m. The tornado will be near Four Oaks around 9:55 a.m., Smithville around 10 a.m., Selma and Pine Level around 10:05 a.m., Micro and Flowers around 10:10 a.m., Emmett and Linwood around 10:20 a.m. Tornado watch remains in effect until 11 a.m. for the following counties: Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren. That's Tornado Watch 864. Tornado Watch 867 remains in effect until 3 p.m. for the following counties: Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Standing by for any spotter reports that meet criteria. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued an urban and small stream flood advisory for Nash County in effect until 11:30 a.m. At 9:45 a.m., Doppler radar indicated showers with heavy rain moving into Nash County. Heavy rain will move across all of Nash County over the next hour. Rainfall rates around an inch per hour can be expected, and this will result in some minor flooding of low-lying and flood-prone areas. Portions of the county from Nashville, East Rocky Mount, and Whitakers have already received around 2 inches of rain, and this additional rain through 11 a.m. will result in more minor flooding. Locations threatened with heavy rain include Middlesex, Spring Hope, Bailey, Castalia, Aventon, Nashville, Red Oak, Dorchester, Sharpsburg, and Battleboro. Never drive your vehicle into areas where the water covers the roadway. Floodwaters are usually deeper than they appear. When encountering flood roadways, turn around and don't drown. Never allow children to play near storm drains or near creeks and streams. Storm drains are particularly dangerous and can quickly pull a child underwater. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning for northwestern Sampson County expired at 10 a.m. The tornado for eastern Johnston County remains in effect until 10:30 a.m. Tornado Watch 864 remains valid till 11 a.m. for the following counties: Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren. Tornado Watch 867 remains in effect until 3 p.m. for the following counties: Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson. Central Carolina Skywarn is in active mode, meaning this is a directed net at this time. All traffic should be directed to net control. National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather to include the following: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Spotters, please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather.
Skywarn Net Control, this is NC4D T-Mobile, Smithfield.
N4DCT, this is Skywarn, go ahead.
Be advised, we were out in Johnston County in a medical facility. We had no access to the frequency. We just wanted to let you know that we are on board, and we are in what they predict of the path, central and eastern Smithfield, and we'll advise what you have as far as ground conditions as we leave here.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that, and be safe as well. NC4VA.
Also, for your information, the Johnston County medical facilities here, including the medical mall, have evacuated all personnel and patients to the basement facility. Over.
Okay, thank you very much. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A reminder, we have a tornado warning in effect for eastern Johnston County until 10:30 a.m. At 9:30 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 20 miles south of Four Oaks, or about 13 miles northwest of Clinton, moving north at 55 miles per hour. The tornado will be near, it's at Four Oaks, 9:55 a.m., Smithville, 10 a.m., Selma, Pine Level, 10:05 a.m., Micro and Flowers around 10:10 a.m., Emmett and Linwood around 10:20 a.m. A reminder that Tornado Watch 867 remains in effect until 3 p.m. for the following counties: Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson. Tornado Watch 864 remains valid until 11 a.m. for the following counties: Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather to include the following: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 of an inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, any building or roof damage. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We are in active mode at this time due to a tornado warning, which means we're under directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. Want to thank all those spotters who have been monitoring this situation at this time. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any criteria severe weather reports.
NC4VA, NC4DT, Mobile, Smithfield.
NC4DT, NC4VA, go ahead.
Having excessively high rain squalls at this time in Smithfield, Central and East Smithfield. Also, small amount of hail, although I would not call it pea size. It is more like about the size of a BB, very small, mixed in with it at this time. Excessive flooding of the ditches in and around Brightleaf Boulevard in the Smithfield area, out over the roadway.
Okay, let me come back and get some more information from you. You've reported BB-sized hail. What time did that start?
Had an incidence of it briefly about 3 minutes ago. It has started again in earnest just before I called you.
Okay, and if it increases in size during the course of our conversation, please let me know, or you can call that back in a couple of minutes. You've also reported excessive flooding in the ditches, and is the water going across the road as well?
That's affirmative. In several locations it is. Currently, my location is on Brightleaf Boulevard in Smithfield, adjacent Cross Street, Booker Dairy Road.
Okay, is that location where you're observing the excessive flooding and the hail, Brightleaf Boulevard and Booker Dairy Road in Smithfield?
In addition, rain is such at the moment that a great deal of the traffic has pulled off. Brightleaf Boulevard is about a 5 or 6 lane main thoroughfare through here. There's very little traffic, if at all, on this road. Just a few cars in the right lane. Most everyone has pulled off into the adjacent parking lots.
Okay, and I should remember your name from your call sign, but I apologize. Can you give it to me?
Yeah, that's okay. It's Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Edward.
I have it. Has the hail increased in size at all since our conversation began?
Negative. I'd say it's still around an eighth of an inch.
Okay. Appreciate that report very much. And if you have further criteria, please call them in. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4DT, Dave, one last question, NC4VA.
NC4DT, go ahead.
How deep is the water on the road? You said it was excessive flooding in the ditches now covering the road. Do you have an idea, an estimate?
Anywhere up to 3 to 4 feet out from the curb over the right side lane, you're talking 3 to 4 inches of water in a lot of locations on the roadway surface.
Okay, 3 to 4 inches in the right lane. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you very much, NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service at 10:15 issued a severe weather statement. It reads as follows. A tornado warning remains in effect until 10:30 a.m. for eastern Johnston County. At 10:10 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located near Micro, or about 8 miles northeast of Smithville, moving north at 50 miles per hour. The tornado will be near Emmett by 10:20 a.m. A tornado watch remains in effect until 3 p.m. for the following counties: Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson. Tornado watch remains in effect until 11 a.m. for Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren counties. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather to include hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 of an inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter and any building or roof damage. Spotters should stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in active mode at this time, meaning it is a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any reports that meet criteria. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning for eastern Johnston County expires at 10:30 a.m. We're going to move back to standby mode so the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. I am going to leave the tones up at this time. A tornado watch remains in effect for the following counties until 11 a.m. Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren. Also, a tornado watch remains in effect until 3 p.m. for Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson counties. Central Carolina Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather, and any after-storm damage reports as well are welcome. Again, we are in standby mode now at this time, so the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. Should severe weather redevelop, we do ask the stations leave longer pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn.
KI-4BZG calling NC4VA.
This is NC4VA. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm at home in southeast Durham, and we've gotten about a half an inch of rain in the last 20 minutes, and the road outside our house is flooded, probably worse than I've seen it in a couple of years.
How much water is on the road?
Well, there's a low-lying spot that has, I'd say, a couple inches at least.
Is it covering the road you know?
One lane's completely covered, the other lane's partially covered.
Okay, and what's the name of your street you know?
Park in Glen Place. It's a small residential street.
Okay, say it just a little bit slower.
Sorry about that. Park Glen Place.
Okay, and let me see if I can... Is that P-E-R-K, Perk, and then G-L-E-N-N, Place?
P P-A-R-K-G-L-E-N.
Okay, park in Glen Place in Durham, and 2 inches of water on the roadway there. And if you come up with an inch of rain in an hour or less time, call me back as well if you would. I want to see if that half inch holds up, the rate holds up so that we get more than an inch within an hour or less time. And Janelle, I appreciate your report very much.
I'll keep an eye on things, KI-4BZG.
Thank you very much. NC-4VA, Central Carolina Sky. Was that a station calling Skywarn? If so, go ahead.
Inquiry, how prevalent are the power outages?
I'm sorry, I couldn't copy you. I heard you say something about power outages.
Are the power outages?
I still can't copy you, but if you're reporting a power outage, you'll need to report that to your utility company. Central Carolina Skywarn doesn't take power outage reports, and that's not one of the criteria of Central Carolina Skywarn. So I encourage you to call your utility company.
Virginia, he's wanting to know how prevalent are the power outages.
I haven't had any reports of power outages simply because Central Carolina Skywarn doesn't request that criteria. Thank you very much for that relay.
Baby 4R's in.
KF48's clear.
Thanks again for the help, NC4VA.
Of 9 criteria reports, man, visibility went away on 40 today. KG4IVD.
This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. Just a reminder that we have a, tornado watch in effect until 11 a.m. for the following counties: Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren. We also have one in effect for Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson until 3 p.m. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado watch remains in effect until 3 p.m. for the following counties: Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson. And tornado watch 868 has been issued and replaces a portion of tornado watch 864. And tornado watch 868 is valid until 6 p.m. and includes the following counties: Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren. So those five counties are under a tornado watch until 6 p.m. today. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. We're in standby mode, so the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. NC4VA.
NC4VA, this is KG4IVD.
KG4IVD, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm over here in Durham County on Davis Drive between Cornwallis and I-40, and there's a couple of instances of several lanes being covered in 1 to 2 inches of water.
Okay, so you're on Davis Drive between I-40 and where?
And Cornwallis.
Okay, between I-40 and Cornwallis, and they're covered with 2 inches of water?
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that report very much. And that is in Durham. Okay, thank you, NC4VA.
And thanks for being there, KG4IVD.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. We have several tornado watches in effect. Tornado watch 868 in effect until 6 p.m. for the following counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren. Tornado watch 867 remains in effect until 3 p.m. for Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson. And the National Weather Service has just issued a special weather statement, and I'll read it. Strong thunderstorms and heavy showers will move across Warren, Halifax, Franklin, Nash, Edgecombe, Wilson, and Wayne counties through 11:45 a.m. At 10:46 a.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms along a line extending along a line from near Warrington, Lewisburg, east of Smithfield to near Mount Olive, moving north-northeast at 60 miles per hour. Strongest storms are in western Wilson and southern Nash County. Gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour and dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning can be expected with these storms. These gusty winds could result in a few downed trees. Very heavy rain with rainfall rates exceeding 1 inch an hour during the next hour can be expected in these areas. Motorists should drive with caution to avoid hydroplaning. Minor flooding of low-lying areas, creeks, streams, and some roads can be expected. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. The criteria includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rain, fall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs of trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode, so the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do request that stations leave on the breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Standing by for any criteria to be able to report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for eastern Wayne County in Central North Carolina until 11:30 a.m. Details to follow momentarily. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for eastern Wayne County in effect until 11:30 a.m. At 10:55 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 5 miles southeast of Mount Olive, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. The tornado will be near Brogdon and Seven Springs around 11:05 a.m., Elroy and Walnut Creek around 11:10 a.m., Goldsboro around 11:15 a.m., and Eureka around 11:25 a.m. The safest place to be during a tornado is on the lowest floor of the building in a small room such as a closet or bathroom or in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris and stay away from windows and exterior walls. We're going to move to a directed net at this point with a tornado warning that is active. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. The criteria includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. and any damage caused by high wind, such as down limbs or trees near approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Again, we will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We are in active mode, which means this is a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 11:02, the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Nash County, in effect until 11:15 a.m. At 10:54 a.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles southwest of Nashville, moving northeast at 65 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Aventon. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are expected from this storm. These winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Nash County until 11:15 a.m. We also have a tornado warning in effect for eastern Wayne County until 11:30 a.m. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather to include hail of any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, any damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Central Carolina Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. Due to the fact that we have a tornado warning, we are in active mode at this time, which means a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA. A little scratchy in there. I think this is probably Roger, KS4VX. If I'm incorrect, let me know. Though. Like I said, there's some static on there.
This is KS4VX. Is that better?
Yes, indeed. Go ahead, Roger.
I went back to that site that when I called in about 9:25, you wanted to know how deep the water was. I went out and measured from the bottom of the culvert to the road surface was 18 inches. So with about an inch or two over the road surface at that time, it would be approximately somewhere between 18 and 20 inches. I just went back to that site a few minutes ago and it's drained down. There's only about 5 inches of water in that culvert now. I don't know if this helps you or not. KS4VX.
Roger, thank you for the update. I appreciate it very much, and keep me posted on conditions in your county. Thank you, NC4VA. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe weather statement. It reads as follows. A tornado warning remains in effect until 11:30 a.m. for eastern Wayne County. At 11:04 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located 6 miles east of Mount Olive, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. The tornado will be near Elroy and Walnut Creek by 11:10 a.m., 6 miles southeast of Goldsboro by 11:15 a.m., 6 miles southeast of Eureka by 11:30 a.m. And we also have a, severe thunderstorm warning for Nash County in effect until 11:15 a.m. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky 1. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwest Halifax County until 11:45 a.m. Details to follow momentarily. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky 1. At 11:14 a.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Halifax County, in effect till 11:45 a.m. At 11:13 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 7 miles south of Airlie, or about 17 miles southeast of Warrington, moving north at 65 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted? Locations impacted include Airlie, Littleton, and Rosemary. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are expected from this storm. These winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed. Stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports of severe weather. The criteria includes hail, any size initially, then penny-sized, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees near approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We are in active mode right now, which means that all traffic should be directed to net control. This is a directed net. A tornado warning remains also in effect until 11:30 a.m. for eastern Wayne County. At 11:04 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. The tornado was located 6 miles east of Mount Olive, moving northeast at 50 miles an hour. The tornado will be near Elroy and Walnut Creek by 11:10, 6 miles southeast of Goldsboro by 11:15 a.m., 6 miles southeast of Eureka by 11:30 a.m. Spotters, please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has just issued a severe weather statement. It reads as follows. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 11:45 a.m. for northwestern Halifax County. At 11:21 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm near Airlie, moving north-northeast into areas west of Roanoke Rapids and towards Lake Gaston. Also, a tornado warning remains in effect until 11:30 a.m. for eastern Wayne County. Tornado Watch 867 remains valid until 3 p.m. for the following counties in central North Carolina, Central Carolina Skywarn County warning coverage area. Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson. Tornado Watch 868 remains in effect until 6 p.m. for the following counties that fall within Central Carolina Skywarn's coverage area: Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren. We're going to remain in active mode, which means a directed net for a few more minutes until the expiration of the tornado warning. Once the tornado warning expires, we'll go back to standby. At this time, Central Carolina Skywarn is standing by, though, for criteria severe weather reports from spotters. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA, KI4KUM.
KI4KUM, this is NC4VA with Skywarn. Go ahead.
Yes, I know you are standing by for severe weather. I don't know if you were wanting any roads that had flooded reported or anything.
Yes, if you have that information, go ahead.
Yes, I'm going down Paytown Road, which is also Highway 111 north in Wayne County, in between Lassiter and Big Daddy's Road is flooded, and now I'm on Big Daddy's Road in between Big Daddy's and, I'm sorry, Highway 111 and Antioch Road in northeast Wayne County. It's completely flooded also.
Okay, let me back up and get a little more information from you. Let me start with Antioch Road, and if you'll give me the closest cross street to Antioch Road.
Well, it's more flooded right at Big Daddy's and Highway 111 North. Big Daddy's, B-I-G, next word, D-A-D-D-Y, Daddy, apostrophe S, Daddy's, and Highway 111. And the nearest crossroad to that is also Antioch and Big Daddy's.
Okay, so is it the intersection of Big Daddy's Road and Highway 111 North that's flooded?
That's correct.
Okay, and this is in Wayne County, and how much water is on the road?
The last part that I just passed through, there was a good 6 to 8 inches on the road.
Okay, very good. And then the other place you mentioned, I believe you said, and it was a little bit hard to hear, I apologize, Cape Town Road, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, Paytown, which is also Highway 111 North, in between Lassiter Road, correction, Lancaster Road and Big Daddy's.
So Highway 111 North in between Lancaster Road and Big Daddy's Road, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. And all this is in the northeast section of Wayne County.
Okay, excellent. And let me make sure I have the correct spelling for Pate Town Road. Is that P-A-T-E, Papa Alpha, Tango Echo?
Paytown, P-A-T-E, T-O-W-N, Papa Alpha Tango Echo, Tango Orlando, William November.
I have that, and is that one word or two?
It is one word, which is also, the state road for that is Highway 111 North.
Okay, and how much water is on the road there?
There won't be about 3 or 4 inches of water there, but this whole section of Big Daddy's Road pretty much is flooded with 3 to 4 inches for the majority of the road.
Okay, very good. And this is current information?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. And I just crossed over again, they're still on Big Daddy's, and it's completely flooded in areas.
Okay, I appreciate that report very much. And if you have further reports, please call me back. Excellent report. NC4VA, Central Carolina, Skywarn.
Thank you, KI4KUM.
NC4VA, NC4DT Mobile.
NC4DT, this is NC4VA. Go ahead.
I was just getting back in the vehicle, heard the tail end of the report from the station down on Paytown Road in Wayne County. Just for your information and for the information of any others in that vicinity, if those conditions are current at the location he gave between Lancaster and Big Daddy's, you should be aware that 2 miles south of that, one would assume that the intersection of Tommy's Road, that's T-O-M-M-Y-S, should probably be totally impassable. That amount of rain in that area generally causes the Wayne County Sheriff's Department to block off and detour that intersection. It's generally under about 2 feet of water under rain such as that. Over.
Okay, thank you for that information. And if anybody has confirmation of that, Skywarn would welcome that. Appreciate that very much. NC4VA.
NC4VA, KI4KUM.
KI4KUM, go ahead.
Just to confirm on that, what he was saying, I came through that area right there, Tommy's Road and Paytown Road, approximately 10 minutes before responding to you. And at the time, there was no it was passable at the time. It was not flooded. I believe what it is, we're just getting more rain on this end of the county than right there at the time being.
Okay, I appreciate that very much. And if you know the, notice further flooding of roads as you head to your destination, please give me a call back. I appreciate both of these stations providing that information. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA, KI4KUM.
KI4KUM, NC4VA, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to let you know that I've come down in Antioch Road, Big Daddy's Road, 2700 Big Daddy's Road, right past a community called Nahunna Creek, or House Development Nahunna Creek. There's approximately 12 to 13 inches of water covering approximately 50 yards of the road there, and it's becoming very impassable. So just letting you know that.
Okay, let me see if I have this straight. At 2700 Big Daddy's Road near Hunter Creek Subdivision, 12 to 13 inches of water covering 50 yards of road and becoming impassable.
Nahunna Creek, November Alpha Hotel, I'm trying to figure out, Utah, Tango Alpha, Nahunna Creek.
Got it, Nahunta Creek, I have it. Okay, and that's current condition?
That is the current condition.
KI4KUM, thank you very much for that report, NC4VA.
KI4KUM.
KI4KUM, one last question, NC4VA, is this still Wayne County?
That's correct, that is Wayne County, and that's current condition.
Thank you very much. If you have further reports, please call them in, NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 11:45 a.m. for northwestern Halifax County. Reports from the public indicated trees have been blown down in the southwest part of the county at around 11:25 a.m. from this storm. Tornado Watch 867 remains in effect until 3 p.m. for Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson County. And Tornado Watch 868 remains in effect until 6 p.m. for Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren County. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, the tornado warning for Eastern Wayne County expired at 11:30 a.m., so we're going to go to standby mode at this time. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do request that the stations leave longer pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Northeast Wilson County and Edgecombe County. In effect until noon. Details to follow momentarily. NC4VA.
NC4VA, KI4PMJ.
KI4PMJ, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in Green County around Snow Hill area. I understand there's been a watch and warning placed in our area. Can you confirm something?
KI4PMJ, looking very quickly at the tornado watch. There is a tornado watch in effect until 6 p.m. for Greene County.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. KI4PMJ, clear.
You're very welcome. NC4VA. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Wilson County and Edgecombe County in effect until noon. At 11:36 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Saratoga, or about 10 miles west of Farmville, moving north at 70 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Pine Tops, Kingsboro, Tarboro, and Leggett. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are expected from this storm. These winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed, and stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. The severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Halifax County expired at 11:45 a.m. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. The criteria includes hail any size initially, then penny size, three-quarters inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds or tornadoes, and of course, any damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Central Carolina Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode at this time, so the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do request, though, that stations leave longer pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe weather statement at 11:56 a.m. It reads as follows. The severe thunderstorm warning for Edgecombe and northeastern Wilson counties expires at noon. Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm near Pine Tops moving north-northeast at 55 miles per hour. Locally, damaging winds and very heavy rain are likely. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn.